What is... Dax, are you...
Tracking all our cars on Carvana Value Tracker? On all our devices? Yes, Kristen, yes I am.
Well, I've been looking for my phone for...
In Dax's domain, we see all. So we always know what our cars are worth.
All of them?
All of them. Value surge! Trucks up 3.9%!
That's a great offer.
I know. Sell?
Sell.
Track your car's value with Carvana Value Tracker today.
Hey, football fans, for those of you who can't get enough Baldy's breakdowns, be sure to subscribe to Brian Baldinger's The Best Football Show. New episodes drop Monday through Friday, where Baldy breaks down the best games of the week. Be sure to subscribe to The Best Football Show on the Odyssey app or wherever you find your podcasts.
Sports Radio 610 presents Payne and Pendergast.
Hey, we gotta grade these nicknames in the next segment for the defensive line for the Texans. Jonathan Alexander had a good piece on Rod Wright, the D-line coach in that room, and kind of the ethos of that room. And I guess the nicknames are a big deal. We talked about it a little bit yesterday, but I looked at the article. I wrote down all the nicknames. We'll have to grade these in the
next
segment.
I got nervous at first because it sounded a little too much like the cosplay of the linebackers a few years back. But it's more just organic and good.
Well, and it also sounded a little like the defensive line on that team called themselves the Lunch Pail Crew. And remember that? And it's like, okay, well, like, other than DJ Reader, none of you guys are really good at football. Like, you can't be really nicknaming your group anything if you're not a great group.
I didn't mind the Lunch Pail Crew because I think a lot of it was also kind of a joke about how, like, all right, JJ's the guy that's going to get the glitz and attention and everything else. Like, we're the Lunch Pail Crew.
Definitely the least offensive of the three position groups that decided to nickname themselves or engage in cosplay. As you said, the linebackers were the cosplay group. That was the worst. And yet the Rock Boys, that was pretty bad. The Rock Boys.
The Rock Boys, I did not
like
annoying. That either.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
And I know Whitney Merciless still lives here, and he was the inventor of the Rock Boys, and I love Whitney Merciless. That was a horrible invention. The Rock Boys
sucked. I didn't like
it
because it almost felt like a slap in the face to anybody who grew up listening to hard rock and metal and just felt like, no, you guys are not metal. You know, like, it's just not even the good. You're good, but you're not metal.
Yeah.
All right? Like, it's just, there's a difference.
Yeah. And then Deshaun joined the group as like a, you know, like almost like a, like feature. It was like the Rock Boys, but they were doing a collab with the quarterback room and featuring Deshaun Watson. FT period Deshaun Watson. He starts guitaring and whatnot.
Yeah, plus the signature move was like the Pete Townsend windmill, and then you get into a whole other reasons I don't want you to be the Rock Boys. Yeah,
right. That was really ultimately the downfall of Deshaun Watson, was joining the Rock Boys.
That's where, it makes sense.
Might be the genesis of it, man. You never know. All right, so we'll get into that in the next segment. Okay, so Seth, to me, the biggest non-X and O storylines with this game, or things that could negatively impact either team, I think for the Chiefs, it's the layoff. You know, what is 24 days off? How does that affect them? There's evidence in the past with the Chiefs that resting has resulted in rust, and it's taken them a while to get going. Now, to be clear, this group of Chiefs, to be clear, this head coach, this quarterback, this tight end, they've never lost in this round. So while it slowed them down a little bit at the beginning of games, perhaps, ultimately they've managed to go ahead and win games. I think that's it for the Chiefs. I think for the Texans, it's the weather. The 31 degrees is, I'm just looking right now, the high of 31 that day. Thank God they play this game on Saturday and not Sunday. Like, Sunday, it does dip into those temperatures that you were talking about before.
Yeah. Like, where you say your fingers start to get a little numb once it goes below 20.
Yeah.
Anywhere between 20 and 32, I feel like you're physiologically, you feel the same.
Yeah. Yep. So it's supposed to be, I think, 31 is what I saw. Here was CJ when he was asked yesterday. On Tuesday, about the weather situation.
That's kind of one of the reasons I went to Ohio State, was to play in the cold and to get used to that. So, you know, I played in cold weather games before. It's different, but it's better than playing when it's wet. So, and then it snows, which is better than, you know, if it rains. So, I'm kind of used to them, but at the same time, we really don't play in the cold here, but definitely have been trained by it in college.
Yeah, 33 and partly cloudy on Saturday.
And the only one, the thing I was a little disappointed in was whoever asked the question, had prefaced it by saying, hey, in New England, you'd hear these stories about Bill Belichick dipping the ball in cold, icy water before the quarterbacks handled him and everything to get ready for it. So he asked, do you guys do anything like that? And apparently no. So I don't know. I just maybe I like can I get a little bit of an ice bucket plunge, or maybe they are doing it and he just didn't want to talk about it.
You would like for them to do that. You would like for them to plunge the balls into a practice into water.
Well, CJ made the point though too that it's probably, if there is precipitation, it's going to be snow, not rain, and rain messes you up a lot more than snow does.
Yeah.
But then now, winter, it's still potentially, if it warms up and it rains or snows, you could get that wintry mix, and that's the worst. When you're getting sleet and snow and rain all at once and at different points in the game, that's when it seems to create just a comedy of errors. But which could work in the Texans' benefit.
Yeah.
Since the Texans take the ball away so well, maybe that ends up being, maybe you want a sloppier football game. Sloppy conditions are kind of an equalizer.
Yeah, for sure. And I think the Texans may have the better defense in this game. You know, that tends to favor the better defense in this game. So CJ, I'm looking at it. 33, partly cloudy. They're practicing outside today. We just got that text. So they are practicing outside. It's 47 degrees right now. That ain't 33, but it also isn't normal Houston weather. So they're getting a little taste of some chilliness, at least.
You did the research onto how he did in November games in college. Right?
Yeah, and here's what I learned is that CJ probably could have played in a nuclear war in the middle of it and thrown for 400 yards against some of these teams.
Oh, yeah.
You know what I mean? Yeah. Like, it's... But you got to handle the
football. Did you go and find out the specific weather conditions?
I tried to. You know, collegereference.com, which is like the sister site to profootballreference.com, doesn't have nearly the game day information that the pro football one. Like, the pro football one gives you the spread on the game that day, the game time, kickoff temperature. So I just went with November and made sure that it was all cold weather cities.
Yeah.
And the fact of the matter is, CJ played two full seasons in college. In 2021... he played four November games in places that I promise you were not warm in November. He completed 80% of his passes for, this is 2021, four games, completed 80% of his passes for nearly 1,800 yards, 19 touchdowns, and one interception. So I don't think he was playing murderer's row, but one of those games was actually a Michigan game, similar to 2022. Now, 2022, the numbers were way down. Four games... didn't even complete 58% of his passes. Didn't even get to 1,000 yards. Eight touchdowns, two interceptions. That's acceptable. That included the one game, like whenever CJ in cold weather gets brought up and it's people trying to debunk his ability to play in cold weather, they bring up the Northwestern game in 2022, which was major wins. Like,
that was wind more than anything
else. He only threw for 76 yards in that game. So that,
yeah, and that's the thing. Rain, I think rain is worse than snow, depending on what field conditions are like and everything and all that. But but wind is worse than anything. Wind screws everything up. Stroud has played in four NFL games with the temperature below 45 degrees.
Okay.
He's 2-2 in those games. He dropped the coldest game, which was the Ravens
playoff
last
game,
year. That was 27 degrees.
Yep.
So I don't.
And they scored no touchdowns on offense in that game.
Yeah. Yeah.
It was a punt return.
So in a very small sample size, I think the cold weather affected the offensive guards more so than CJ in that game. CJ didn't have a chance to make bad throws. Yeah. I can't get the breakdown on it because I don't have time to subscribe to the Kansas City Star.
Right.
And then forget to unsubscribe. So, I'm not really overly concerned about that part of it, other than just, hey, the Chiefs have more experience playing in cold weather than the Texans do. So maybe it's a factor in the game, but I don't think it's a huge one to worry about.
Do you think the layoff with the Chiefs is a bigger factor in this game than the weather is for the Texans?
I think that's a good point. Yeah, I would lean into that. I would lean into that more so than the cold weather.
Yeah, that was my question. So I think those are both things that are material. I think they impact the game.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
So it's a new year, 2025, and you're thinking, how am I going to make this year different? How am I going to build something for myself? But where do I start? Shopify is how you're going to make it happen, and here's how. Shopify makes it simple to create your brand, open for business, and get your first sale. The best time to start your new business is right now. Get your store up and running easily with thousands of customizable templates, no coding or design skills required. All you need to do is drag and drop. Their powerful social media tools let you connect all your channels and create shoppable posts and help you sell everywhere people scroll. What happens if you don't act now? Will you regret it? What if someone beats you to the idea? Don't kick yourself when you hear this again in a year because you didn't do anything now. With Shopify, your first sale is closer than you think. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to start selling with Shopify today. Shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
Now, the thing about being off for 24 days means you're inherently the better football team. There is that.
You know what, though? Honestly, part of it, too, is, though, it's, hey, the Texans are a domed football team.
Yeah.
They're the classic warm weather team or dome team going off in the playoffs to play in a cold weather environment.
Yeah.
And it typically doesn't go great for those teams.
No.
The old one forever, remember, a warm weather team had never won a Super Bowl or whatever. Yeah.
Tampa couldn't win a game for decades that was below 35 degrees. Remember that? Like they had to be at home.
What was that? It wasn't that a warm weather team hadn't won a Super Bowl, but there was some without home field advantage or whatever it was. There's it plays out.
It definitely does. Yeah.
It's a factor, but these aren't awful winter conditions. These aren't like a Buffalo, Green Bay type of one of those classic cold weather games.
Dude, it could be way worse. When they were playing that, when Texans were playing on Saturday, and you can look ahead to the, you know, the 10-day forecast, and like it's a stark difference, man, between what the weather's going to be like Saturday afternoon and Sunday. And I'm going, man, I was praying for a Saturday game. Like it's like a 12 or 13 degree difference. And 12 or 13 degrees, when you're talking about being in the 30s and the teens, that's a big, you know, it's like not all 5 yards are created equal in a football game. Like, you know, you get a 5-yard penalty on first and 10. That's first and 15. 5-yard penalty on second and 1. Now all of a sudden you got to throw instead of run. Like 13 degrees when it's like, is it 90 or is it 77 outside? Like that's a difference. 13 degrees when is it 31 or is it 18? Like, 18 degrees. High of 18 degrees. I mean, I guess they all matter, but Payne and Pendergast with you on a Thursday. We got Football Friday tomorrow. There may be a Pope Zaza appearance tomorrow. Is Pope Zaza ready to come out tomorrow, do you think?
No, I still haven't decided on my Pope hat.
Okay.
So, no. Yeah, that might have to be a 2025 season thing.
Okay. I still want to exercise some demons tomorrow somehow.
Yeah, we can do that. We'll do that. But we'll do it as
Payne and Pendergast. Bishop Zaza.
Yeah.
Okay. Got it. All right. Payne and Pendergast with you. Up next, Matt Burke talks about the D-line room. This room sounds fun. I don't know what I'd pay in an auction to hang out with this D-line, but it would be a lot. We grade the nicknames. Rod Wright has nicknamed all of the defensive linemen. How did they do in nicknaming these fellas? We'll talk about that coming up next.